Good evening. The 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sinamung. These are the top stories. The flood situation in the far north region was assessed today in a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Head of Government Dr. Joseph Dianguete, with measures arrived at to protect and assist the suffering populations. Local and regional stakeholders in the southwest region have agreed to implement projects to improve the living conditions of the people in line with the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the northwest and southwest regions. The Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV, and the National Cycling Federation today signed a two-year convention for the optimal coverage of the International Cycling Tour. These and more will be yours in a moment. Prime Minister Head of Government has instructed that all necessary measures be put in place to ensure that flood victims in the far north region receive first aid and displaced school children continue classes uninterrupted. Chief Dr. Joseph Dianguete was speaking today in Yaoundé as he chaired a meeting to evaluate the situation of the floods in the far north and strategize on contingency measures. Details with our star building correspondent, Christian Chair Atom.
Mayo Denai and Logun and Sheru divisions have been suffering from the effects of floods caused by excessive rainfall, and weather forecasts preview even more rains. It is crucial for the government to coordinate relief efforts perfectly and prevent the future destruction of persons and property through natural disasters. The meeting, chaired by the Prime Minister, brought together governors and regional council officials from the north and far north regions, but also ministers in charge of education, defense, housing, urban development, agriculture, and public health, amongst others. The balance sheet of the flood presented by the far north governor, Mijiyawa Bakari Sufa, indicates, amongst other things, well over 300,000 persons affected, with 17 deaths, thousands of huts destroyed, and some 1,820 hectares of farmlands containing food crops destroyed as well, while schools in Mayo Denai and Logun and Sheru Division have also been affected. During the brainstorming session, which lasted close to 3 hours, Prime Minister Joseph Dianguete and the members of government examined the measures taken so far to strengthen the points of weakness identified along the dike of the Maga Lake and along the River Logone, which permit water to spill over. Actions undertaken and those envisaged to repair boreholes, bridges and schools, as well as those to secure public infrastructure and lodging facilities, also came under examination. The Prime Minister, Joseph Dianguete, said short-term and long-term measures must be engaged immediately to keep the population safe. Mijiyawa Bakari, Governor, Far North Region.
The orientation has been given first to build that bridge we have broken to enable population to go from one point to another. And several lorries are on the road directed by the Minat to go and enable people to have commodities. That's food item, medical, and measures have been taken years ago. First to build that digger route from Gobo to Kusiri. It is very heavy job that will involve billions of francs CFA, but the government is on the foot to continue.
The Prime Minister was clear. He said even as long-term measures are being organized, all must be put in place to ensure that the current school year is not disrupted and that the affected population are provided with safe conditions. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Relatedly, some members of the elite of the far north region, led by the minister delegate to the Minister of Finance, Yaoba Abdullahi, have discoursed with the Speaker of the National Assembly on how to relieve the suffering of flood victims in the far north region. This was during an audience the Right Honorable Kavayeke Jubril granted them earlier today at his cabinet. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batetatoekwe was there and now reports.
stretching out a fraternal hand of solidarity towards the flood victims of the Mayo Danai and other parts of the far north was the main thrust of the discussions between the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril and his guests, expressing gratitude to the President of the Republic for the relief effort already dispatched. Members of the elite of the far north who came visiting agreed it was imperative for them to mobilize funds at their level in order to buttress the gesture. On the spot, the House Speaker donated his contribution. It was decided that a delegation will make a trip to the affected areas next week to hand over all that would have been put together towards that cause. It was also an occasion for development impediments in the far north region to be addressed. Ways of preventing floods and measures to alleviate suffering among the local population, as well as strategies of proper management of development endeavors, were equally examined during the audience that lasted for an hour thereabouts.
Doris Batetatwekwe reporting there. The recently appointed regional representative of the International Fund for Agricultural Development for West and Central Africa is in Cameroon. Bernard Wingelhain, who is on a 48-hour contact visit health discussions this afternoon with Prime Minister Joseph Diangoute in Yaoundé. The cooperation between Cameroon and IFAD, as well as the Prime Minister's preference in the agriculture sector, were among the topics the two men exchanged on. You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, arrived the far north region this evening for a walking visit. Minister Paul Atanganji will, during his stay in the far north region, evaluate the flood situation and supervise the distribution of the relief assistance to the flood victims offered by the President of the Republic. The presidential plan for the reconstruction and development has successfully completed 243 projects in the Southwest region since its inception in 2020. This was announced during the second session of the Southwest Regional Follow-up in Boyer, which aimed to engage local and regional stakeholders in project implementation. Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai chaired the meeting, joined by Minister Paul Tassong, President of the Presidential Plan for Reconstruction and Development Steering Committee for the Northwest and Southwest Regions. Details with Annabel Dike Enoanyang.
For the past 4 years, the Presidential Plan for Reconstruction and Development, PPRD, has been implementing projects in the Southwest region aimed at improving the living conditions of the population.
Kemasong Nikasius, Mayor of Menji Council. The PPRD has helped the municipality by rehabilitating some 3 integrated health centers that are fully under reconstruction.
According to Minister Paul Tassong, President of the PPRD Steering Committee for the Northwest and Southwest Regions, the institution has successfully completed 243 projects in the Southwest, aligning with the objective of the national dialogue.
We have to go at faster lane in reconstruction and development proper. And this is Limbe Deep Seaport, Limbe Douala Railway Line, Bikoko Limbe Edinao Road Reconstruction, major structural projects in the Northwest and Southwest.
Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai, chairperson of the Southwest Follow-up Committee of the PPRD, expressed gratitude to the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, the government's main partner in implementing projects. He also encouraged local and regional stakeholders to collaborate to ensure the successful realization of all projects. Annabel Ndike Enoanyang, CRTV, Boya.
Some military logistics professionals from 13 African nations and the United States have begun sharing knowledge on ways to upgrade their logistics network so as to subsequently strengthen security and multilateral cooperations. This is at a two-day West Africa Logistics Conference, which has gone underway in Douala. It is jointly presided over by the representative of the Chief of Staff of the Cameroon Defense Forces, Brigadier General Benoit Ebaiba, and the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Christopher John Lamora. And to more news, the governor of the East Region, Gregoire Mvongo, has paid an inspection visit to some public and private primary and secondary schools in Betwa. The aim of the visit was to ensure the smooth running of classes since schools reopening on September 9. He was accompanied by the delegates of primary and secondary education for the East, as well as other administrative and municipal authorities. Details with Bennett Akameundwa.
Out of the several schools visited by the East Governor Gregoire Mvongo, the remark was the same. Schools have successfully reopened in the region and lessons are being taught. Several recommendations were given by the governor to all school administrators who were called upon to create a peaceful and productive atmosphere for learning so as to achieve successful results by the end of the school year. The problem of infrastructure, lack of teachers as well as resources for school functioning, water problems, poor hygiene and sanitation in and around some school campuses, as well as the strict respect of the number of students per classroom, were some of the negative remarks made during the inspection visit. An evaluation meeting was held immediately after the visit to talk about some possible solutions for setbacks faced by these schools, while the governor called for quick action in implementing the decisions made in order to have a smooth running of the academic year 2024-2025 in the East Region. Betwa, Benet Akameundwa, CRTV.
Transporters and trade union in the far north region have been assured that checkpoints will not be increased but reduced. The assurance was given by officials of the 4th Gendarmerie region during a meeting with the transporters president over by the commander of the 4th Gendarmerie region, Jules César Essou. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from CRTV Far North.
One of the salient points that featured from the working session between transporters trade unions in the far north and officials of the 4th Gendarmerie region was the assurance that checkpoints will continue to reduce on the highways of the far north, as some were already taken off last year. Both parties also agreed to facilitate things for road users through the use of the telephone. Hamadou Dalil is the president of the Cameroon Syndicate of Road Transporters for the Mayo-Saba Division.
When a road user has a problem, he can call a toll-free number made available by the Gendarmerie. The general also gets first contacts we can get to in case gendarmes want to disturb us at control post.
It was also agreed that recalcitrant drivers who do not respect the rules and regulations will be called to order.
Sometimes drivers also refuse to respect the laws, like some don't respect the vehicle barriers, but instead run away. We have resolved to handle the forces.
Transporters were also enjoined to make more efforts to avoid accidents during and after these early days of the 2024-2025 academic year. Marua, Henry Tatuigambi, CLTV.
We now talk sports, where preparations have begun ahead of the 24th edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour. The Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, and the President of the Cameroon Cycling Federation, Honoré Yossi, have agreed to give the event optimal media coverage with the signing of a two-year partnership agreement. The signing ceremony took place today at the International Broadcasting Center at the National Station of the CRTV here in Lonkak, Yaoundé. Details with Harrison Ashutiku.
The agreement is to ensure that the Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour and the Angola Tour gets optimal media visibility, especially on the digital platforms of the CRTV. Before the signing, the Director General of CRTV, Charles Ndongo, reiterated the state broadcaster's readiness and determination to accompany the President of the Republic in his vision to valorize all sports disciplines in the country. For his part, the president of the Cameroon Cycling Federation, Honoré Yossi, expressed gratitude to the CRTV for the unwavering support to the federation over the years, insisting that a partnership agreement will open the upcoming events to a wider coverage and attract potential investors. Dr. Jaika Vedvin is the second vice president of the Cameroon Cycling Federation.
This will give more visibility to the Cameroon Cycling Federation. We know that there are people that at times they don't watch TV, but we know that the digital part of it be very much appreciated. We are also happy because for some time CLTV have been taking the green jersey.
The Chantabia International Cycling Tour will run from the 30th of September to the 5th of October 2024.
And that does it for today's 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, presented by Vanessa Wunang Sinamung. Thank you for listening. Do stay tuned to other programs.